1 John chapter 5, verse 4, to the end of the chapter. Because everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by the water alone, but by the water and by the blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. In fact, there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are one. If we accept the testimony of people, God's testimony is even greater, because it is the testimony that God gave about His Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in him, but the one who does not believe has made God out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God gave about His Son. This is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence that we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we also know that we receive the things we have asked from Him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin that does not result in death, he will ask, and God will give life to those who commit sin that does not result in death. There is sin that results in death. I'm not saying that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is sin that does not result in death. We know that anyone who has been born of God does not go on sinning. But the one who was born of God protects him, and the evil one cannot take hold of him. We know that we are from God, and that the whole world lies in the grip of the evil one. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, guard yourselves from idols. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.